Welcome to the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Each week, I bring you truthful reporting on what's happening in Israel and the Middle East. And that's so important these days because there is a lot of lies going on out there when it comes to Israel, the Jewish people, and what's happening there in the Middle East, including the ongoing Gaza war between Hamas and the Jewish people. The international community will tell you that it's the responsibility of Israel to feed the Gazans. But what does the Bible say about justice and accountability? I caught up with Dr. Baruch Korman, who lives in Israel with his family and is the head of Love Israel, to talk about what's happening in the Gaza war. The international community says that the Arabs there in Gaza need justice. They need food. What does the Bible have to say, you know, about justice and accountability? How does God's word play into all of this and what's happening there in Gaza?
God is a God of justice. We see what Messiah does. Messiah came to this world in order to justify us. We're guilty. We're sinful. And God just didn't ignore that. God didn't bring about just a ceasing of punishment. No, God did the work of justification. Through redemption, there was a price that had to be paid, and that price was the blood of his only begotten son. What we see here is that Israel wants one thing. You know, people have been talking about a ceasefire or bringing the war to an end. Israel's willing to bring this war to an end, but not on the terms of Hamas, not on what they want. What do they want? People need to be informed. And what Hamas wants is they want no accountability. They want no justice upon them for what they carried out on October 7th. It didn't begin on October 7th. There were thousands of rockets that Hamas launched into Israel. But if they want an end to the war, they need to do something. They need to unconditionally surrender. Now, Israel is stronger than Hamas. Everyone knows that. And wars, you don't supply the enemy food and means and fuel and different things. No army would do that. If America would have done that in World War II, we would have never had that victory in Europe if we decided, you know what, we're going to feed the Germans, we're going to feed the Italians, we're going to feed the Japanese. No. It is because we waged war, and we need to remember Dwight Eisenhower. There was negotiations, and he cut them off. Read history. He says, if there's not an unconditional surrender, there's nothing to talk about. That's how the war in Gaza needs to end, with an unconditional surrender. The sooner that happens, the better it is for everyone. The Jewish people, we're not suffering. I live in Israel. I live, as I said, around 15 miles from Gaza. I'm not suffering. I have food. I have all the things I need. I'm not sleeping out on the beach as the people of Gaza. If we want change, there has to be an unconditionally surrender. Then we can talk about what the future of Gaza is going to be. But until the hostages are released, and there's 59 left, but we have indication that only about 20 or 22 of that 59 are still alive. How did the others die? They were murdered. We need to remember that there was a young woman, Shiri Bibas, and her two sons, and they were killed by bare hands. Now, Hamas lied, and they said, oh, there was Israeli bombing that killed them. But we got their bodies, and they were examined, and they were killed by hands, human hands. So this is the truth that people need to know before they suggest things that are not pleasing to God.
You can find out more about Love Israel when you visit loveisrael.org. That's loveisrael.org. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show at afr.net or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for listening.